Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, whatever, you know, even in these in enlightened times, of course, women have to work twice as hard for example, in the music industry, being a technician like somebody we're working with here, you know, it's double. You have to make double the effort, I think. I think things do change and have changed. And yeah, in the 19th century, you had very revolutionary. I mean, Mary Shelley and sort of her mother, I think. Was it her mother? Trying to remember. I'm getting mixed up with my people. But they wrote things, you know, that were. I mean, Frankenstein, for example, is, I think, really one of the first kind of real gothic horror stories. And it was her mother, the rights of women. I have to check it. It's not, I have to check it. I'm not sure, but it was her mother, I think. And yeah, I read something so bad. I mean, there's this publishers in Ingranta. I don't know if you know them. They often publish essays and very. They think they're very intellectual and think they're very smart. And they were reviewing something of a biography of Nico, and all the guy had to say was, "Oh, this ridiculous singer Nico," and you just think, "My God, is this guy, has he actually listened to Nico?" You know, if in rock music somebody's a drug addict, if a guy's a drug addict and they're sticking needles in their arms and they're doing their stuff, being rock and roll, it's cool, it's great. Nico did her stuff, whatever you think of her, but she was an incredible composer and writer and singer too, absolutely incredible. And I not really got to know her, but I met her very fortunately a few times back at the beginning of my career. And I, despite the mess that her life had become as a performer, she was mesmerizing, you know, and absolutely incredible. And so, yeah, of course, there is, it's a different world for men and women still, of course.